Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 14th, 2016. Today I'm going to be discussing an article I just published on the global transformation that is accelerating worldwide. And this article is called The Spirit of Meaningful Unity. And if you read the episode information about this show, you'll get this brief introduction. The body of global humanity is transforming with a new global mind. And this mystical, magical, and even miraculous mind goes beyond the internet to the internet, beyond cyberspace to inner space. And just as clothes are an extension of the skin and cars are an extension of the feet, so is the computer internet revolution an extension of our individual and collective consciousness. A global village beyond borders and limitations of time and space as we have known them. The inexorable effect of our new instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities is now self-evident. Global transformation is accelerating with a unity spirit driven by our all-connected net reality. As 4+ billion, more than 4 billion global netizens network for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality, that's how many people are on the internet now worldwide, more than 4 billion, we're seeing a surge, you might say, in abundant conscience with the currency of conscience. And it's defining the global economic reset, the next economy. This is all in process right now. Most of it's behind the scenes. We're not hearing about a lot of it. Those who follow global economic reset on the internet, the articles I've published recently, multiple sources that I found to be credible over the many years of doing this research, are coming forth now and saying that it's moving very quickly. And we're talking about a whole new global currency standard, global reserve currency standard, that will replace the U.S. dollar as we know it, the petrodollar. And largely this is because the petrodollar has been based on U.S. oil reserves in the Mideast and elsewhere. And if you follow the futures market of oil, there's no future in it. All these new free energy technologies are coming out. There's an abundance of these free energy technologies, and that abundance is defining an economics of abundance. Now, that's an abstract concept for most of us. We've grown up with an economics of scarcity. You know, the whole model of conceal waste and destroy abundance to maintain scarcity, to keep prices, profit, and control high. And it's an oxymoron, the value of scarcity, but that's what we have, an economics of scarcity, or that's what we've had. And we're on the threshold of an economics of abundance, but it doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense to our prevailing paradigm that's, you know, based on scarcity. So abundance is coming into the system, not just free energy technologies, but global holistic healing technologies. They're going online all over the world. People are accessing quality information, massive databases, researches of clinical peer-reviewed studies finding what works best holistically for different health conditions, which is the end of the drugs per symptom model. Now, that's a more pervasive model than the oil-based economic currency model. And when I say that, the drugs, petrochemical synthetic drugs are the standard in modern medicine, drugs for whatever ails you. And an abundance of holistic healing that people can access, you know, knowledge power in this regard, that they can access on the internet for free. Well, that abundant knowledge in that regard creates the end of scarcity values, also scarcity economics. So we're seeing this shift from an economics of scarcity to an economics of abundance. And this is what we'll be seeing for decades. I mean, this does not happen overnight. This is a process. So there's this global enlightenment surging. And again, abundant enlightenment is the judgment on, you might say, the scarcity of consciousness, the economics of scarcity. And the consequence is, as more global enlightenment is cultured and surging, you're going to see the purging of dark side agendas worldwide. And again, this is not going to happen overnight. Maybe it's a 30-year process. So I'm writing and talking about this in 2016. Give it 10 years and people may be getting a better grasp of this shift going mainstream. Maybe 5 years. Some of it, you're going to see some major shifts. We're seeing it with energy technology and with the economy over this next year. Global economic reset is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to see major currency and geopolitical currency factors coming into play into the fall. This is what I'm getting on the internet from a lot of sources, that it's imminent, that this global economic reset and a restructuring geopolitically or social political economic institutions, the Federal Reserve banking system, all of that is going to, well, you might say the shift is going to hit the fan in through this fall, in through the elections. And this election is one big drama for bringing to the forefront public awareness of this big shift. When I say public awareness, the internet is just rife with establishment, anti-establishment confrontations, status quo versus alternative reality. I mean, we're not hearing about free energy technologies eclipsing the petrodollar, you know, in the elections, but we are hearing about, you know, what an anti-establishment candidate, you know, like Bernie Sanders, looks up against an establishment candidate like Hillary Clinton. And Trump, Donald Trump, is right there in the, you might say, in the middle, where some people think he's anti-establishment and other people think he's very pro-conservative establishment values. So you've got this full range of perspectives that are out there, you might say, the Republican, the Democratic, the social conscience perspective with the, so to speak, socialist Bernie Sanders. He's really into social services and social conscience and an economics of abundance, much more the concept of abundance economics, much more than Hillary Clinton, and how Trump would resurrect the economy. There's no real clear insights to be given there. So we got this full range of stuff going on. And myself, personally, I'm trying to remain above the fray and, you know, give the big picture of where it's going with this computer internet evolution revolution. So I'm going to be going into that today, those who are listening along. The thought form for this show and for the article I just did called The Spirit of Meaningful Unity is an infographic with Einstein's picture on it and geometric thought form, the flower of life, right beside him. And the quote from Einstein goes like this. He says that the religion of the future will be a cosmic religion. It should transcend personal God and avoid dogma and theology, covering both the natural and the spiritual. It should be based on a religious sense arising from the experience of all things natural and spiritual as a meaningful unity. Thus, the subject of this show today, and the title of this article, The Spirit of Meaningful Unity. So above and beyond mere survival is thrival of ultimate meaning, value, and holy purpose. And as Einstein has shown us with quantum science, it's all connected. It's all in cosmic order, and it's all a unified field, space-time relativity, cosmic love, whatever. So the larger context I wanted to key into is the current milieu of global dynamics now as relates to the huge shift in human civilization on Earth that went back with the American to the American Revolution, 1776. If you compare what was going on then with this great experiment in representative democracy and what's going on now globally with the Internet Revolution, with billions of global netizens connecting beyond borders, you get a dynamic sense of the huge shift that's going on in social, political, and economic institutions that is like 10 industrial revolutions and Protestant reformations all rolled into one. So, like common sense, the most successful political pamphlet in history by Thomas Paine, called Common Sense, just as it sparked the American Revolution, there is a global common sense now maturing with billions of global netizens networking a more enlightened net reality. I'd like to quote by Thomas Jefferson that fits this context. He said, "Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day." And so it is in our global village today. So, going back to 1976, the bicentennial, there was a guy called Jeremy Rifkin who published a book in the spirit of 1776. It was called Common Sense 2, and it sounded the alarm against giant corporate tyranny. Giant corporate tyrants long before the Internet, long before Mideast wars, GMO frankenfoods, and the privatizing of public health care with profit incentives for more disease. That was back when, a lot has happened since 1976, the bicentennial. But the parallels here, and I'm referencing this, the most successful political pamphlet in the history, Common Sense, and its second genesis. I mean, Common Sense was about the tyranny of England. And Jeremy Rifkin talked about the corporate tyranny, which is, you might say, multinational, international tyranny, sometimes referred to as the globalists, the giant corporate interests, the corporatocracy, I sometimes call it. And there's a parallel here. So the Internet has shed light on this, you know, these giant corporate interests, the profit from endless war, disease, and mass dying of life on Earth. And there's a mass awakening to unveiled truth, you know, with the computer Internet revolution that's been a compelling catalyst for a global revolution in consciousness. And I like to emphasize 90% of the word revolution is evolution. So after there's a sequence that's been going on with the computer Internet revolution that is really like the mass awakening of global humanity. Now, Jeremy Rifkin didn't talk about this, but it's really, he set the stage, you know, his Common Sense too set the stage with the understanding of this new corporate tyranny, this global international corporate tyranny, which is like the tyranny of England back during the the Revolutionary War. But now it's a function of a whole new environment with the computer internet revolution. So after our personal computers, you know, this is back in the 1990s, that personal computers really became pervasive, ubiquitous. Everyone started getting their desktop personal computers. And after they linked the light of global netizens with the Internet, in other words, once the computers began linking up with the Internet of computers, you know, that which was Web 1.0, then we saw interactive Internet platforms emerge like Facebook, which is Web 2.0. And now we're seeing Web 3.0 emerge to upgrade social conscience in our instant, interactive, and all-connected global social networks. This is the shift of the computer internet revolution. As the personal computers linked up, Web 1.0, and then developed social networks, platforms, Web 2.0 like Facebook. And now are in the process of upgrading, emerging with 3.0. This is really the subject of Common Sense 3. I talked about Common Sense, Common Sense 2. Common Sense 3 is 3.0. It's a call to action. It's linking the light of conscience in the way that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience globally. We're talking a revolution, but it's a revolution in higher conscience with a capital C, as in C, S-E-E, with new eyes, real eyes, you know, reality, of a more enlightened nature. When I say that, it's difficult to explain what this will look like, Web 3.0, how consciousness will shift the next phase of the computer internet revolution. If you tried to tell people about the internet before the internet, they would think you were crazy. They would think you were nuts. I mean, it's, you know, it's like for the 99% of man's recorded history, where if you said, well, man will fly someday, people would think you were nuts. Well, before the internet, you know, there was the personal computer, which is like an extension of the brain, just like, you know, cars are an extension of the feet, and the radio is an extension of the ear, and TV is an extension of the eyes. The computer is an extension of the brain, but the internet's an extension of the global brain. All the brains hook up. Brain cells, computers are like cells in the global brain. They all hook up, and you've got a global mind. So Web 3.0, we're talking about navigating interspace. You know, at the heart of cyberspace is interspace. The heart of the internet is the internet. We're talking about conscience. We're talking about beyond the physical. We're talking about effective sensory perception, ESP, not extrasensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you got it. It's just effective sensory perception. And really, the internet is a metaphor for the web of light, the web of consciousness. And that conscience is emerging as a worldwide web of enlightenment, a revolution to higher consciousness. The walls in the mind are coming down just as surely as the Berlin Wall came down, because they couldn't contain communication with faxes and telephone. This was before emails. Faxes and communications over the wall. The wall had come down in principle, and it came down in practice because it could no longer be sustained. It's like you can't wall off every country in the world anymore for security. It's like that's a model going back to the Dark Ages when you had big walls, big ramparts, you know, the enemy couldn't climb over. Well, you know, we're in a global village now. The walls are coming down. The walls in the mind are coming down. You know, it's like this whole thrust, this trending of more than 4 billion global netizens uniting with a more enlightened social conscience, the family of mankind has arrived in a world without borders or boundaries, physical or mental. Now, of course, there's always going to be some physical boundaries, you know, but I'm talking about time and space has been virtually eliminated by the instant everywhere interactive internet. So we've got a global village in principle, but in practice, we have governing systems that maintain the walls of the mind, that maintain the sense of separation. But the thrust of Common Sense 3, Web 3.0, the computer internet revolution, is towards an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. Now, how that works, again, talking about that, what it looks like, I mean, I've got the website links that you can go to and read about it, and some people will be able to connect the dots if they're visual-oriented and they can, you know, follow mental constructs and concepts to basically provide frames of a reference for understanding this concept. You know, that's, you know, that can be done. It's not rocket science. I really think it's third grade, 9 years old, if it was laid out, you know, correctly. And I've been giving it my best shot a lot lately, this understanding of what this will look like and how it will work. You know, this interactive interface whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people could respond to the same video at the same time with three numbers in sequence that correspond to the holodeck language of light and language of consciousness from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. Again, there's links on this. On the language of light and hardware, CyberEthics, Web 3.0 hardware concept, and it explains it. And what this will mean as far as recycling general knowledge to empower specific wisdom in all our social, political, and economic institutions. And again, talking about this is an abstract, like talking about the internet before the internet, people would think you were nuts. Some people think I'm nuts as I'm talking about this, 2016. Give it a few years. Give it 10 years. It's where it's going. It's the capability of the internet. The technology is there now. It could be up and running on social networks. Any social network could have this interactive, you know, within a year. And by the end of the year, there was a team of people and the commitment of resources to do it. And, I mean, I've been hoping for years I was going to find someone who would get this and have the means to help sponsor this vision, you know, to help make it so, or bring in it into the physical with working models rather than just conceptual models, conceptual abstracts. So, We're seeing a dynamic in place. It's really the thrust of the Aquarian dispensation is freedom and love, freedom in, you know, the power of wisdom with love, heart coherence, mind congruence. There's a lot of metaphors that I use to convey this understanding. I mean, we're talking about the computer internet revolution as a metaphor, a parable. It's a parallel to the processes of consciousness. It's a parallels that, you know, we can look at, you know, like the shift to the evolution from the dominance of hardware with IBM to then the dominance and influence of software with Microsoft to the dominant influence of netware with the internet, with Netscape. And then we saw, Facebook, you know, Web 2.0. We've seen that whole evolution of social networks now having a major influence on the narrative of what's going on in the world, and you can see that where it's going is from, again, the computer to the internet, and from the internet web 1.0 to 2.0 to 3.0 being an interactive interface, not just for one to the masses, but from the masses to the masses on a real-time basis, and how that would work with just, you know, three numbers in sequence, and you hit the pound key, and it would set the dot in the cube with XYZ coordinate axis. I won't go into it. It's too abstract. I think over the radio, you almost have to have visuals with it to explain it, and I've done that at several websites if you're interested. I've linked those up on this episode with the episode information for this show today. So you can reference that, go to those links, and it'll be interesting how things have changed within a year, within 3 years, within 5 years, because we're talking about the emergence of a global golden age civilization, the capabilities. And I think it's important to basically raise the flag and see who salutes. Raise the vision of what that will look like and how it works and who gets it, who basically embraces this vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global evolution, revolution, revelations, with, you know, pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention and conscious ascension into a dimension of full comprehension. There's a rap song in there somewhere. Anyway, the article and the link at heartcom.org on Unity Spirit, the Unity Spirit in the unified field, you know, we're familiar with Einstein and how he pioneered the whole concept of the unified field, you know, space-time relativity. And I go into dimensions of this, again, parallels as a parable. Christ spoke in parables with agricultural, in the agricultural age, with the loaves and the fishes, and you know, you reap what you sow. You know, these are agricultural parallels. Well, now we're talking about, you know, the computer internet revolution is a parable, is a metaphor for the evolution of consciousness. And within that evolution, revolution, revelations, there's the understanding of the unified field, and Einstein and what he was talking about. Where there is, you know, again, there is no time or space, and the internet at the heart, the inner net at the heart of the internet, you know, at the heart of cyberspace, this inner space, which is the quantum field, quantum science, quantum reality, quantum medicine. You know, we're in that age, you know, and that is a parable. It's really a parable, you know, what we do to the web, you know, the web does to us. You know, it's what we do. You know, we shape our environment, and the environment shapes us. Well, the web, the quantum field web, the unified field, is the environment. We're living in a sea of, an ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality, and it's just all energy. And we're in this dense physical octave, you know, great spirits having a physical experience. And sometimes, you know, it's dense and we forget. but there's this process of conscious evolution whereby we become conscious of how we're conscious. Well, that's the whole nature of conscience. And when that's done collectively, when we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with an interactive process that is based on the language of consciousness, the language of light, a revolution in higher consciousness naturally results. It's like a feedback loop. As you become more conscious of how you're conscious, you begin to know what you didn't know. And a lot of people now don't know what they don't know, but as they begin to know what they don't know and become conscious of how they weren't conscious, there's an evolution revolution in conscience, higher conscience, again with a capital C, that perceives beyond the veil that separated them from unity conscience, the unity spirit, which is the subject of the show today. So the inexorable effect of our new instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities is this unity spirit, which is driven by our all-connected net reality. This is happening very fast. And this creates a dynamic. With the global enlightenment now, again, surging, you've got these dark side agendas and energies are purging. You know, light brings up all unlike itself, and you've got the purging of dark side agendas, dark side organizations. You know, the dark side of the force is being exposed and outed. So you've got this the new collective light in our social networks, this light of conscientious common sense that wants only the freedom to manifest. And a universal interface for culturing enlightened global consciousness is emerging with Web 3.0, Common Sense 3, the next phase in the computer internet revolution, from hardware, software, and network to heartware. And what that looks like, how that works for global evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness is really something to look forward to. We've all heard, you know, that without vision, the people perish. Well, the positive version of that's also true, that there's nothing more valuable than a vision which has found its time. So that's what mind magic is all about. That's where it finds inspiration. You know, eye magic, mind magic, eye imagination. That's where it finds inspiration, you know, in a vision that's found its time. And that vision of global enlightenment, global evolution, revolution, revelations in higher conscience with a capital C, to become conscious of how we are individually and collective conscious with context and meaning relative to all issues that produce content that we produce in our social, political, and economic organizations, you know, that are open to public exchange of information. You know, the flow of conscience through any system acts to organize that system. The flow of light through any of conscience, of vital force through the body acts to heal the body. Well, the flow of vital intelligence, you know, and conscience through the mind and the global mind and our global social networks, it acts to organize conscience, you know, our collective conscience on issues. You know, more light, easier and faster, more conscience with a capital C, to where there's that conscientious common sense that knows better and has pure intent to do better. I mean, it, you know, goes together. So that's there's nothing more valuable than that vision. With, I mean, if it hasn't found, you know, it's time now, then when? You know, it's, look at the world now. Jeez. So finding the time for such visualization, meditation, mediation, concentration, integration, orientation to these principles of heartware, this abstract that sounds crazy, unless you delve into it, that the more you become aware of this and, again, how this works, the more it becomes self-evident that the product is the process for, again, involving consciousness with this interactive interface in a way that evolves consciousness, not just collectively but individually, not just individually but collectively. As you become conscious of how you're conscious individually, again, you develop a conscience, so and collectively that's social conscience. And social conscience is really talking about, if we're talking about a parallel between the agricultural age metaphors of the Piscean master, you know, how we reap what we sow. If you make the step to the current age, you know, the space age, the information age, the quantum science age, to the interactive interface concept of it, how it's all connected, and the parable or the parallel being to collective conscience, we're really talking about the second coming of sowing and reaping, you know, collectively, in the collective conscience of humanity. You know, it's like Jesus taught us, we reap what we sow. You know, karma's a bitch, and then you're dead. No. He was talking about, you know, basically the golden rule. And the golden rule collectively is, as we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, it's like the second coming of higher conscience, higher, you know, Christ-like, you know, spiritual conscience in the world. And this is, I think, what a lot of the seers in past history, as they look to the future, you know, they picked up that there was going to be a Armageddon or some kind of a big shift. They couldn't really understand it other than things were going to be very different. And really, if you talk about a paradigm shift on the scale of what's going on globally with a new unity spirit, a new unity conscience, it's like the end of the world as we know it. It is kind of Armageddon. But it's the beginning of a wholly new paradigm world beyond the victim-dictum paradigm paralysis and limitation, sense of limitation and separation. That's the cause of all suffering. So we're talking about, this is the long tail. This is the long vision. You know, what's in process for Earth's evolutions that we can see the tip of the iceberg now. We can see the computer internet revolution, Web 3.0. We can see where it's going if you just kind of follow the trend line. Now, for a lot of people, they don't think in terms of timeline from past to present into the future. Some people are more emotional oriented, and they think from the past to the present. Some people just live in the here and now. They're sensation oriented. They're, you know, they have no depth of field other than a very deep sense of the here and now. Other people are future oriented. To them, the future is more real than the present. And then again, there's other people that are very logical oriented from past, present, future. They think of how it's all connected. It's the way we perceive time is the way we see, you know, we see the world. And this is the other article keynote I wanted to key into with the show today. For those who will go to the link and read about the other aspect of basically future vision is this article, The Future of Time, Four Ways of Perceiving Time and Four Types of Personalities. Highly encourage people that, I mean, I've put a lot of work on that going back for many years, this article, the concept of it, and this actually an article from a publication, Psychology Today, that was published back in 1971. But the concepts, and again, they're the proteges of Jung, Carl Jung, who developed this model based on the Jungian archetypes of different ways of perceiving time. Sometimes it says that space is, sometimes, you know, people in the mystery sometimes refer to space as father and time as mother. Space is, you know, the principle of the lawgiver, the logos of the law. It's left brain linear, logical, you know, letter of the law. And time is nonlinear. It's spherical, spiritual, spirit of the law, intuition. Spirit of the law is intuition, just knowing. And it's time, and how you perceive time, tell me what you think of time, and I'll know what to think of you. It's, you know, basically, it says a huge amount. And you can read that article not only for yourself, for personal growth and development, this article on the future of time and the four models, four ways of looking at time. I mean, this is for advanced initiates listening. This is for people with an advanced insight, understanding of themselves, their personal psychology, ideally who have studied enough Jung or know enough about Carl Jung, modern psychology, to understand the archetypes of wholeness and healing, which is really the frame of reference for the universal archetypes of in hardware with the Web 3.0 frames of reference with pure geometry, pure geometric thought forms for the processes of consciousness. So, you know, I wanted to get this out today, kind of anchor, you know, the concept of the future of time, which is basically the future of your perceptions, how you perceive. As you become conscious of how you perceive time, you're really becoming conscious of how you're conscious, and you're becoming more aware of how people are motivated for their reasons, their prevailing awareness, their perception of time, not your reasons. And this is the biggest failing of humans in the world. You know, we think that the limit of our perceptions is the limit of all there is to perceive, and we don't conceive or believe that people see things other than the way we see things in a lot of regards. But it's markedly different in archetypal ways that this article gives insight on. So I highly recommend a lot of links with this article going into different dimensions of it, but the article itself, The Future of Time by Humphrey Osmond, published by Doubleday and Company, that's the core of this. That's the core of this article, artcom.org, Future of Time. And the link of that, again, is on the episode information for this page. You go, and it's about halfway down in the article, two-thirds down in the article, there's this link on the future of time. And it's a way of looking at the different candidates you've got running for president now, that you can basically do a good psychoanalysis of not only yourself, but of high-profile people, how they look at things, how they process, you know, the times that we live in. I mean, the extension of these concepts for mastery of oneself, you know thyself, to master thyself. When you know better, you can do better. And really, you can't do that much for others until you have your own act together. So I thought I'd provide this article as something to chew on, serious material to review, process for people that are really on the quest of personal growth, spiritual growth, mental growth, to become conscious of how you're conscious, realizing that these are the archetypes, these are the principles that provide a frame of reference for the next phase of the computer internet revolution, Common Sense 3, Web 3.0. And they're the geometric thought forms that frame the processes of consciousness, not only within your holodeck, between your ears, you know, the brain field from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, foresight to rear brain, hindsight. These dimensions of consciousness, not only within your holodeck, between your ears, but the global holodeck, which can be represented with this hardware model in social networks as a, might say, a cosmic cube with a field of dots in that XYZ coordinate axis, which I've explained multiple websites on the internet regarding the vision of hardware, what it looks like and how it works. So I wanted, again, for the record, I wanted to anchor this into the physical for review in the future. I would like to think that someday these concepts and the links in the original articles will be provided for people to purview, process, and cross-reference to where society is in a few years, in the future. And that's the beautiful thing about the internet, internet radio, and the beautiful thing about the show being archived as it is, it's like someone can listen to this 5, 10 years from the time it was created, and there's basically the reality adjustment, you know, the perspective of conscious evolution. From the present, as we know it, in 2016 to the present 5, 10 years ago, it could provide interesting commentary. And to be, so basically, you know, in the continuum, the future has already happened. And I have quotes on that in the article from Einstein, and more information on Einstein to get into the relative way of looking at the future now and the future of time and the future vision that basically is going mainstream. So I want to thank those who are listening to this today for more insight on this process of global revolution in higher consciousness. And I'm going to finish up with a meditation that, again, orients a lot of the same keynotes that I go into in the episode information article. I hope you have a chance to look at that and tune into the future of time to become more conscious of how you are conscious. So blessings to all. Keep faith. Hold the vision and make it so. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.